This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Now we're going to do a quiz.
We are indeed. I think every week we'll do a quiz.
Okay.
Just to help me, but it's so scientific and efficient, and you know, reigns true of many things, Dean. That We're trying to find me a partner, a
we
life
are.
Partner, a meaningful relationship for someone to share my life with.
This is what we're doing.
And what better way to go about it than, Dean?
BuzzFeed.
A BuzzFeed quiz.
BuzzFeed quiz.
All right.
Come on, get your likes and dislikes. Here we go.
Here we are.
Question number one, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time begins now. Mm. What makes a good boyfriend?
Mm.
Is it kindness, hunkiness, funkiness, good personality, bad boyness, or butt quality?
Oh, my God. Kindness and good personality. Let's go good personality because that would incorporate being kind.
Okay, let's go. There we go, good personality. Second question. Which of these date activities is the best? Going for a hike.
Oh.
Cocktails.
Mm.
Sitting on the couch at home.
Yes.
Going to the movies.
Yeah.
Going swimming with dolphins. Or sharing a plate of nachos.
Cocktails or nachos.
Cocktails. Maybe get both.
Yeah, come on. We're going to go nachos because if I'm not getting a nachos without a giant fishbowl margarita.
Well, that's what you want. So which one are you going with, cocktails or nachos?
Nachos.
Go for nachos. Yeah. Here we go. Where would you look to find some guys?
Mm.
Well, here we go. Would you go to the markets?
Ah.
Would you go online?
No.
Would you look in the forest?
There is just a picture of the forest.
Literally. Would you go to a sporting event?
No.
Would you go and hang out in a bar?
No. What are you going to say for this one?
Would you look at a box?
It's literally just a picture of a box.
Would you open a box to find a man?
Oh, I'd say bar.
Go to a bar.
Bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Not in the supermarket.
No. This BuzzFeed quiz is very a valid and reliable tool.
It is. No.
Based on a sample of many,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Hopefully, I'm excited about what
you're going to tell me. This. Yeah. What should be your new boyfriend's favourite food? You ready?
Tell him.
You'll tell him. That'd be right.
Mm.
Pizza.
Yes.
Milkshakes.
Mm.
Sushi.
Ah.
Cheese platter. Oh, I do like my cheese.
Mm.
Fried chicken wings. Or a beetroot and feta and walnut with a sprinkling of, what are they?
Oh, a little salad.
Little spinach leaves.
Yeah.
With a nice balsamic vinegar.
Well, see, it's his favourite food. The thing is, I'd like someone to be healthy. I think it's disgusting if people eat fast food constantly. Have a treat by all means, if, you know, clogging your arteries is a treat, says me with my party lifestyle. Cheese or chicken wings? Because I don't want a snobby boy. I want a good down-to-earth boy.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
Go chicken wings every time.
Finger licking good, but yeah, wash your hands before you touch me, thank you.
Who should be your new boyfriend's style icon?
Oh, okay.
A bit of Bowie activity?
Who's this guy?
David Bowie, a superhero.
One of those, I think he's one of those Mexican wrestler dudes.
American wrestler, that's what he is. American wrestler guy. One of the boys from New Direction? One Direction.
Yep. Is that Kanye?
It's Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Leto.
Oh.
Or a cat.
Just a cat wearing a stripy top. What did my boyfriend?
Jared Leto, he's kind of cool.
Well, no, because he's too much.
If
he's too much, he's going to be a bit fancy, you know. You can't have too much people in the same thing.
He's got lovely eyes.
And Kanye's pretty fashionable but quite classy.
But you wouldn't want him to shut up though, wouldn't you?
No, but what are we talking about?
Oh, style, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, but if you just wore... I just want jeans and a T-shirt on my man.
Okay.
I don't want a Bowie or a weird Russian wrestler man.
Let's go One Direction.
Let's go a little boy, because that seems to be the theme.
12-year-old. Which animal should represent your new boyfriend's vibe?
I did that in confidence.
Well,
all right.
Which animal would represent your new boyfriend's vibe? A dog?
Mm-hmm.
A sloth?
Oh.
A fox?
I think it's a wolf.
Oh, it's a wolf.
Oh.
It's a wolf. It's a dire wolf. A cat?
Yep.
An otter?
Oh.
Or a guinea pig?
See, otters are cute and cuddly.
They are.
I think they can be aggressive, though. And wolves seem like a leader, but also a loner, but very majestic and magical, and you'd think it'd be assertive.
Like in True Blood, Asid, he was a wolf. He's a werewolf.
Is that sexy?
Oh, he's very sexy.
All right, let's do that. Let's have sex with a wolf.
It's the wolf. It's
or whatever
wolf.
I've decided to do.
There we go. What would be a cool nickname for your new boyfriend? Oh, they're going deep with these questions, aren't they?
Oh, my God. This is great.
Would you like your nickname to be, hey, big boy?
Big boy.
The wrench.
What does that mean? That's hilarious.
Option number three, tight jeans Gary.
Oh, here comes tight jeans Gaz.
Mr. Forearms.
Oh.
Baby man. Or Viper.
Oh, my. Big boy, definitely. Are you kidding me? Big boy.
Go.
Hey, big boy. Ooh. All right.
put it through the machine. And what the Dr. BuzzFeed is saying, Jacqueline, is the man of your dreams is sexy but dangerous magician.
That is, as a comedian, we accidentally but do quite strongly hate magicians. Sorry, please keep reading.
So your dream man is sexy but a dangerous magician. He, look out, because he knows magic and he's not afraid to use it. He's a little bit dangerous, but not too dangerous. Just the right amount of dangerous. What does that mean? And if you're afraid, do not worry. That's where the sexy comes in. It's all about balance. How do any of those answers lead to that?
I'm taking a photo. That is absolutely wonderful.
Please help us find a man for Jacqueline, please.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.